This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Now, the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima give their thoughts on what you might have missed about last night.
Another wine and gold winner last night, a dominant one in Orlando as the Cavaliers beat the Magic 122-82. That's the eighth straight win for the Cavaliers, and their magic number for the official playoffs, not just the play-in, is currently at 3. We're not even done with February yet. This was Donovan Mitchell last night saying, you know, with all the Cavs' success this season, it's been a recurring thing for Mitchell this year. Let's not get carried away now.
We're always going to be excited for what we're doing and the habits we're building, but, you know, at the end of the day, what have we truly done? You know what I mean? Like, what have we truly done as a group? Nothing. We have to go out there and prove it when it counts, but I'm not to say I'm not happy with how we're playing now, but we got to continue to be that team.
Matt, I think that we're joined by Matt Derry, who's in for Ken Carmen today. Matt, I listened to Donovan Mitchell, and I think the type of leadership that he exudes, and I don't think it's fake when he gets on the mic, he's going to say one thing, and behind the scenes, it's a different. I don't think that's the case with Donovan Mitchell. I truly believe that Donovan, who is somebody who the rap on him is, hasn't gotten out of the second round. He's been on really good teams. He was on good teams in Utah. They did not make, you know, deep playoff runs. I think that sticks with him, and I think for somebody like him, his mind is in that space that he just mentioned. Like, we have really not accomplished anything yet.
No, I love the fact that after a game like last night, TNT game, 40-point win on the road, they could have kind of basked in it a little bit and gotten excited. And he's a veteran leader that, like you said, is going to go, guys, it's one game. Let's keep it a level head. They got bigger fish to fry here. They want to win the whole thing. And that's been, you know, the organization has said, really, I mean, go back to when Dan Gilbert bought the team. I mean, they want to bring championships, multiple, to this town. And so I love the fact that they could have easily been like, yeah, what a great win, and we didn't have Darius Garland, and we won by 40 on the road against the team we played in the playoffs last year. That dude is calm, cool, and collected, and it's great he's on our team because not only is he a really talented basketball player and arguably probably the greatest, second greatest Cav of all time of everything, but he's just a good leader, and guys follow him, and he wants to win, and the contract stuff's gone. All that BS is gone. And
yeah, last year at this time, we were wondering, if they got eliminated in the first round of Orlando, is Donovan Mitchell leaving?
Right. Yep. How about that turnaround?
But you mentioned the bigger fish to fry, Matt. The Celtics-Cavs game coming this Friday night in Boston with the Cavaliers taking on potentially the only competition they'll have in the Eastern Conference playoffs. Now, having said that, head coach Kenny Atkinson was asked a question that we kind of touched on earlier this week. Could the Cavs hold something back in the case of a potential future series against the Celtics?
I don't think we're at that level. We still got to prove we can beat them in their play. So I think we go in there kind of guns a-blazing. We got to go for the win, whatever it takes, and throw everything at them. And then after that game, we'll kind of surmise, hey, what can we do in the playoffs? But we're not gonna hold anything back.
You know, I asked the question if there could be some mind games with this, and I'll be looking into that. I will be watching closely.
Don't do that.
I am. I wonder, like Boston, the way they've kind of casually treated the regular season, and the fact that they're not even really talking about the one seed. They know they really can't catch the Cavs if the Cavs stay healthy. Do you think there could be some gamesmanship with Mazzulla or Atkinson?
Can't we just have a good game Friday night where everybody plays and everybody tries? What is wrong with this
league? I want to see street clothes. I want to see what they wear to the arena.
Shut up, Anthony. Come on. What, this is you're becoming part of the problem. Mm-hmm. Don't do this.
Hey, I'm all about the championship, not regular season games, Matt. It's about
the ultimate
prize.
They've won 8 in a row. They're rolling. They're playing well. Darius Garland, there's already a question if he's going to play based on the injury. And Jeff Thomas said maybe Friday. But, like, come on, man. Like, let's have a good game Friday night. It's an ESPN audience for national TV. Let's let the two best teams play and sit down with our food, popcorn, whatever, and watch. Like, why does everything have to have an asterisk or load management? Cut it out. I'm excited for Friday night. Let's just play.
It is true.
Both teams. You get
so few games in this league.
Right.
Where both teams not only are motivated, but have their core. Right. You're always going to have some fringe guys out, whatever. Knee tendonitis. That was always a good one back in the day. In this case, it would be nice to see these two teams. I just wonder, I attacked it from a point of view, if I'm Boston, last time you played the Cavs, they did not have DeAndre Hunter, and you pretty much controlled the game. I know the Cavs cut into it late, made it a 5-point game, but for the most part, it was double digits the entire game, and nobody was wondering who the better team was at the end of that game. Does Mazzulla want to...
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Risk the Celtics losing at home to the Cavs and now their team being a little shell-shocked going into the postseason? It's just a theory, Matt.
They're not going to be shell-shocked. They just won the championship.
The Cavs are kicking
ass. They just won the championship last year. It's the Celtics.
Shell-shocked.
Play your guys. If Boston wins tonight in Detroit, cuts it to 5.5, and then beats the Cavs Friday, cuts it to 4.5, they're not out of the top seed yet. Come on, man. I want to see both teams at full strength. Enough of this garbage where, Giannis is going to sit out. Porzingis is going to sit out. Jaylen Brown doesn't feel well. No, let's play.
Going from that, one player that we are wondering might be getting on the field this season, going from basketball to football, is Jeremiah Owusu-Koramoah. We'll get to what Andrew Berry had to say yesterday at the Combine regarding Myles Garrett and Nick Chubb and all that later on in the show. But Barry was asked if he expects JOK to play this season as he is still recovering from his injury.
I wish I had a specific update for you on Jeremiah. I could say that he's slowly making progress. He's going through all that's required medically, but I don't have anything specific on that right now.
This stinks. It was a cavalcade of bad news yesterday, Matt. And this, to me, won't get talked about like Myles Garrett or Nick Chubb, but if JOK doesn't play another down of football this year and maybe beyond that, it is crippling to the organization.
It is because, he's still on his rookie deal. You're not paying him a lot. And he's a great young player and kid. And you're right. It's not going to get the proper headlines, but that just sucks. I mean, the possibility he may never play again is there. And like you said, this is the least of your worries with everything else going on around with this organization, which has just been a clown show this year. And that is a total gut punch if he can't play.
Well, just how obviously vague they are about this now.
No, this is trouble. This is big trouble.
JOK's been tweeting a little bit. He obviously hasn't addressed this. You wonder if he's just talking to doctors, getting different opinions. Obviously, the first opinion wasn't good. The first opinion must have been, hey, you've got to worry about, being able to not only stay healthy, forget football, but be able to live your life the way you want to live it. That's the only thing I can fathom at this point. You hate to speculate, but we all saw the hit. We all saw where the region, the neck, and that is a very, very scary area. And it's, man, this was the best draft pick, right? This was the best pick for Andrew Berry. And if he doesn't have this as a calling card, it is, you know, few and far between what he's been able to do in the draft.
I mean, it's been months since he's been out. And here we are in late February, and the GM still can't answer the question. I'm not saying he has to be 100% transparent. It is somebody's life. Braden Smith, the same thing happened with him with the Colts. There's something personal with him that he's missed time, and it's none of our business. But to be quite honest, the answer that Berry gave, which is the best he could do yesterday, still is not good for Browns fans.
And finally, also at the Combine yesterday, we heard from New England Patriots head coach Mike Vrabel. And this is a guy that most Browns fans, I would think, really liked having on the coaching staff last season. Maybe even some wanted him to take over for Kevin Stefanski last year. Nevertheless, Vrabel was asked if there were any talks of him staying longer term with the Browns after this season before he got the Patriots job.
I enjoyed my time. I appreciate Jimmy and Dee, Andrew and Kevin, and the relationships that I got to make there. But there was no conversation about any long-term plans there. I would have listened because I didn't have a job at the time.
Is there a chance, Matt, that 3 years from now, we look back in a similar way that we looked at Kyle Shanahan allowing him to leave, and instead, at the time, what, they stuck with Mike Pettine? Do you think there's a chance 3 years from now we go, how did we let Mike Vrabel leave the building?
Of course there's a chance. It's the Browns. By the way, I love when he's like, I want to thank Jimmy and Dee. I always love that. I'm sure he spent so much time with the Haslams. But
you don't think Mike Vrabel, you don't think they were using his consultant, they him put his consultant hat on with them? Isn't that a big reason why they brought him in the building?
Yeah, I mean, I think so. But was he hanging out with the owners? I mean, I guess. I love when these coaches or GMs, they start off with, I want to thank the Ford family. I want to thank the Hunt family. It's always kind of funny to me. But your original question, yes, absolutely, you would look back and go, man, Stefanski's last year. Let's say hypothetical, it's bad again. Oh, Stefanski's last year, and then they hire whoever to replace Stefanski, and he isn't good. And then Vrabel takes the Patriots back up to prominence. Of course, because that would be just so Browns, wouldn't it?
All right, thank you, Mitch.
That's it for About Last Night.